This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch! Race Wars.
God damn it, Race Wars be back. I mean, hello, L.A. People say I don't give L.A. enough shout-outs. Hey, L.A. Big shout-out to the truckers, though. That's my peoples. No Kurt today. Thank the Lord. His whiteness and his torso bugs me. His torso's too long. We got Mike Cannon in the house. Mike, say hi.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Dave Smith?
Hello.
Dave Smith is here.
What race am I representing today?
Mongrels.
Okay. They don't get a lot of attention.
That's the closest thing that identifies with you. Tom, get another chair.
We're doing a rope.
Annie's here.
Hi.
Letterman, huh?
Yeah.
You know it's Letterman, nigga.
So my dad did start pronouncing it Letterman, but his father pronounced it Letterman.
See?
But it's Letterman. I go with my dad. My dad is the boss of everything.
That's right. I'll go with that.
My papa.
Your papa.
Which is also what I call Kurt.
Tommy's in the house. Tommy and Karen's here.
Yay.
Hey.
Don't seem so excited.
Tommy's so annoyed. If you could see how short Tommy's shorts were, you would see his balls.
I mean,
his
really
is. We are staring at his hot gay balls.
That's a lot of gam next to me.
I can see his heartbeat in his balls.
I know.
Tommy looks beautiful.
I haven't seen any sun since the winter. Apologies.
I think it's his vast deference. I saw the difference.
It's a vast deference. We got a caller coming in. We gotta take this call, though. We're going to take it. We're going to take it right now. Yeah, you got it. You might know, but it's...
Hey, kids,
song.
Get in the house. Philly girl's calling on the phone.
Avery's the egg.
Yeah! Philly girl, you there?
Happy birthday.
What are you saying? Happy birthday for Kurt?
Yeah, it's birthday, Kurt.
Yes, he's not here, Philly girl.
You mean he ain't there?
He's not in the studio, that son of a bitch. Or even as a birthday, you calling in on his birthday to wish him a happy birthday. Day.
Where is he at?
He's somewhere out doing white stuff with white people.
Making money.
He's with Louis C.K. I think he's
opening
up
for
C.K.
Ginge.
Yeah.
He's Louis who?
I don't blame you. You like comedy, so you never heard of him. Louis C.K. He's open. Kurt Metzger is open up for Louis C.K. somewhere. Where is it? Where's
Foxwoods?
Foxwoods?
Yeah,
The greatest.
Filthy Indians. Dirty people.
The most lovely people.
It's just Dominicans with feathers. What's that?
The only Louis I know is the one that sells soft pretzels over on a median.
What's going on with you, Philly girl? How's the journey?
Oh, my journey's going well. Thanks for asking, Sherrod. I am several weeks into my Eat, Live, Love, Laugh tour.
And sometimes like?
Just cheesesteaks?
Sometimes like.
That's right.
I found precious little to like, I'll have to admit, you guys. But this truly is the United States of America in terms of how big it is. I know that didn't make sense. But
it's a huge country we have.
It's a huge country, and I have spent, I don't know, the better part of, I'd say like the past month at the Grand Canyon.
Oh! I was actually out at the Grand Canyon for the Skywalk. I opened the Skywalk with Buzz Aldrin. Me and him hosted it. Did you know that about Sherrod?
That's the stupidest fucking
thing. It was. It was pretty dumb. They did pay me a lot of money for it, though. And you can see the glass bottom. You can walk across the canyon and see the glass.
Wow.
No, I think that glass bottom thing is a myth. I think they saw that whole glass bottom thing on a soundstage.
You don't think it's real at all?
No, anything Buzz Aldrin is
involved.
I'm like,
it's a hologram.
That's hilarious.
We did it in the basement in Hollywood.
But it turns out that, in fact, I was not at the Grand Canyon. I came upon a giant hole, and I said, this truly is a Grand Canyon. But it turns out I just was camping at the bottom of a limestone quarry.
It's America's treasure.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I've been staying with a gentleman that does science experiments in his trailer.
Okay. Sounds like a meth lab, but all right.
What? No.
No.
He says no. He says he's in a science fair. how are you guys? Who's all there with you? Sorry, I'm
we're Annie. Annie's here. Annie Letterman.
Hi.
As a father says it. We got Dave Smith.
I'm also from Filthy Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another Philly girl.
Oh.
I use <live. laughs>
Sound like a fight, you know.
For 1 second, Shirai. 1 second, I turn my back.
She's not Philly like you're Philly.
Well, they like me because I do things like I draw a lot, and I use crowns to draw.
And you're so salty.
I'm salty.
I'm salty as me, I bet. I'm saltier than them soft pretzels my friend Louie sells on the media.
Louie's getting a lot of shout-outs.
Yeah, I know.
We got Dave Smith, too. Dave Smith is here, and Mike Cannon.
How you doing? Big fan.
Mike Cannon and Dave Smith.
Yes. Yeah.
How's Wawa?
I don't know, they don't got Wawa at the bottom of a limestone quarry. I don't do anything for an Arnold Palmer from Wawa.
You really have, you have good reception down there.
Yeah, I know. Well, they only gave me one phone call, and I called to wish her a happy birthday.
Are you in prison?
And he's not here. That son of a bitch is not even here.
Well, I was hoping we could riff on some topics, but you guys took my call right away.
Yeah, we took it right away. I didn't want to hold you, have you holding on the line. We ain't seen you in a while. When you coming back in person?
I'm going to come back when I find myself, and it's out on when that's going to happen.
Okay, we'll wait patiently. We know that journey, that life journey, and, you know, it takes time.
Don't get your arm caught in a crack or anything.
I will show it off. I've done it before. It wasn't mine. I was dating this guy, and he wanted to go hiking, like, down by the Jersey Shore. He fell. I chewed his arm off.
He's a dirt.
He's a dirt. And you know what? Chewing someone's arm off, it tastes exactly like what you would expect it to taste like.
Okay. Like desperation?
Excuse me?
Desperation?
No, like blood and flesh.
Oh, okay. Oh, human meat. Okay. I confused it. When are you coming back in person? When are you getting here, though? After the journey? I know after the journey, but you can come mid-journey.
I can come mid-journey. I don't know. Right now, I don't have plans to revisit the city that never sleeps.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that sounds... I mean, the fans are not going to like that.
The fans can hear me, though. Are the fans there right now?
No, but they like to see you in the building. We got a new camera coming in next week, a whole 360 camera.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
We're stepping up.
Yo, you're VRing?
Yes.
The
camera does love me as much as the fans do, which is a lot.
They love you.
Well, if Kurt was here, he would say, thank you. Thank you.
I know. Yes.
Well, thank you, Philly girl. We miss you and we love you. I mean,
it's my pleasure.
I want to get a water ice with you.
Yeah, it would be nice to get a water ice sometime soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about the issues. Are you guys going to talk about the issues? What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, we're going to get into it. Dave Smith's here. I know he loves talking politics now.
Mm.
This motherfucker got the biggest crush on Jebediah Baylor that he just...
Who doesn't have a crush on Jebediah?
Good Jesus, point. Good perfect. Point. She is a perfect woman.
I thought her name was Jebediah.
No.
Sorry.
Philly girl, we love you.
I think it's interesting that someone with a name as boring as Dave Smith has any interest in someone with a name of Jedediah.
Yes.
No, that's exactly why.
Well,
though.
She doesn't have any interest in him, so that is also a thing.
Oh, shots fired.
First off, you don't even know her, but you're right.
I don't know. I didn't ask her name, but I knew she wasn't interested in you.
Wow.
Lucky guess.
Is it history here?
No.
I mean, that sounds
it's just like...
That sounds like...
Any salty Dave has to go to the creek after this. He has to
jealous? Jealous of his gigs?
Yeah, dude.
I'm big timing you.
You're seven training? You're seven training, bro?
Whatever. Fastest way to get there.
Who are you voting for, Dave?
I don't know. Maybe the Libertarian Party nominee. I can't vote for...
Who's the Libertarian Party nominee?
So lame.
We don't know until next week.
You know who's going to be? Trump.
Trump just stole it. Trump
just taking it.
He deported all the Libertarians.
No, I'm better at Libertarian than anybody. I'm better at it.
Isn't that guy that developed the antivirus software trying to run?
He's running. He's not going to win.
Well, isn't he like fucking man boy?
Yeah, he's a maniac. The dude's wanted for he's wanted for murder. in like Belize or something.
Pull him
like
up, Karen. Karen, pull
James
up.
James McAfee, right?
He's my type.
He's out of his fucking mind.
He's like a genius,
he's
but
so
he's a psychopath.
Hot. Look at Daddy.
Tell me, Daddy. We saw so many daddies on the way over.
He talks like openly about doing bath salts and fucking ladyboys.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
I appreciate a guy who bangs a ladyboy. It reminds me of my dad.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's him.
Your father like ladyboys?
Well, he was in Vietnam.
He looks
just
like
assumed.
The Marlboro man.
He's behind you, Roddy.
I think so.
Well, guys, here's the good thing about him. If he's the McAfee guy, then that means he's trying to protect diseases from getting into your inbox.
Yeah, he's
oh my
a madman. I like
who
this
he is.
Do you vote for him, Dave?
Well, I don't think he's going to win the nomination.
But if he wins the nomination, you'll vote for this dude.
I would vote for him over Hillary or Trump, yeah, sure.
Wow.
Hillary and Trump are awful.
Dave, you are a waste of votes.
It's such a wasted vote.
But that's coming from two people who probably don't vote.
They don't vote. They definitely don't vote. No way they vote.
I vote on all the issues.
I'm a felon, so I'm not allowed to vote. But
I vote just so I can fucking tease people who don't vote. I make sure I get in there early.
I signed petitions. I signed a petition that I didn't want the grocery store to get the 10 cents that you have to pay for the fucking brown paper bag. That's real.
You signed a petition to not have to pay for a bag?
You're telling me
I wasted a vote and you signed a petition about paying
for
a bag.
I'm saying that's also what I do.
Has Obama acted on it yet?
Not yet. I just signed it.
You're planning to waste a vote. It's even worse than wasting the vote.
It's not. How is it wasting a vote? First off,
because it will make no difference in the race whatsoever.
And you think your vote is going to make a big difference?
I vote in Pennsylvania, so yes, I do.
Okay. Has it ever come down to one vote in the history of Pennsylvania?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, American Idol. American Idol. First season. First.
Kelly Clarkson should not have won.
I hate that. I hate that argument that you're like wasting a vote. Not voting is better than voting for someone awful.
Not
what
voting.
Does wasting a vote mean?
No, I don't think not voting is better than. I think you still got to vote, even if you put in none of the above, like that awful movie.
But why?
Bruce's Millions.
How is putting in none of the above less of a waste than not voting?
Because it's still your voice. Not voting is less
of a voice. Your voice. Not voting is inherently saying none of the above.
No, not voting is saying I don't give a fuck too. So how can you distinguish between the two?
That's actually true. Yeah, you can't say that it's definitely someone. It's also people just being lazy. And
I'd rather you go there and say, fuck all these people, than stay home and say, fuck all these people.
Okay, so I'm wasting my vote by voting for a third party, but just literally wasting time to go in and say none of the above isn't a waste.
But you got
to
participate in this democracy, brother.
You got to don't talk to me in your sermon voice. That gets me every time. Damn it, he's
what's
right.
Philly girl saying?
Are you going to fill in an absentee ballot, Philly girl?
Am I going to fill in an absentee ballot?
Yes.
Can anyone say absentee ballot?
I could say absentee ballot, and I can also tell you a story about a time one vote. It came down to one vote.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Okay, when did it come down to one vote?
The story is about whether or not they should have put a mailbox on my corner. As we all know, as longtime listeners and true fans know, one thing about Philly Girl, what does she love to get?
She loves mail. She loves to get mail.
She loves to get mail.
That's true.
And really became true issue on the block because there was a mailbox one block over, but people kept throwing stink bombs in it. So Philly Girl got together a little petition all over block. Put up a sign, don't be a dirt, vote for the mailbox. Came down to one vote. And another thing y'all don't know about me is I love to pull levers. So, I may have voted more than once, but Philly Girl got her mailbox.
There you go.
It really is fun to vote.
American way right there. That's America.
That is democracy at its finest.
Philadelphia is the birthplace of democracy.
That's right.
I thought you was going to say Pretzel Louie was the decided vote.
Pretzel Louie.
No, Louie don't vote.
Where are you from, Alney?
No. I'm from Oxford Circle. Actually, I don't know where Philly Girl's from. I know where I'm from.
Roxborough?
Ain't Philly Girl from fucking Philly?
Philly Girl is from wherever you guys want to imagine she's from.
The garp. Just kidding.
The dirt.
Yeah, I'm from Dirt Town.
Dirt Town.
USA.
Dirt Town, USA. You guys, I gotta run.
Hi, right, baby. Love you. Miss
love
you.
Love you.
Bye.
I'm going to mine itself. Nice talking to you. Happy birthday, Kurt.
Thank you.
Bye, Philly girl.
Later.
She's the best. Ah, she's the best.
So fucking good funny.
She was disgusted that Dave's going to vote for some libertarian. What are you, fucking Andy Levy? I think
I don't think he's voting libertarian. He hates Trump, though.
He is a libertarian.
Is he?
Yes. I think that place changed you. I think Red Eye got the best of you now.
I didn't know Andy was, I thought he was like more conservative.
No, he's libertarian to the fullest. Gatsy Pullum.
Are there different flavors of libertarian? Like, are there ones that you actually want to see as an option?
I like grape.
Grapeitarian.
It's not natural flavors, but it tastes good. There's lots of different libertarians. Lots of people identify as that. Greg Gutfeld, I think, identifies as a libertarian.
Yeah, they all do. Because that's supposed to be like the new Republican.
Yeah, the Republicans who aren't dicks.
Yeah, who don't like Trump but love their rights, their liberty.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Everything.
I thought you would appreciate liberty, Sherrod.
I do. Why? Whoa. Because I'm black? Or because I'm a Leo?
Whoa.
Because
no, the Leo thing.
Leos love liberty.
You're so free. You like to be free as a Leo.
I'm the freest.
Free spirited.
Mike, who you were voting for?
I don't know. I don't particularly like either candidate. I almost want to see the whole thing burn down. So
the country? You want our country to burn?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Wow.
Yeah, is that just because you don't want to get married? Or?
Yeah, I'm hoping everything comes sweeping in before September.
Are you still not married?
My girl fucking left for Puerto Rico for her bachelorette party today. So yeah.
For her bachelorette party?
For her bachelorette.
You know what's in Puerto Rico?
So many dicks.
She's going to be blowing a soccer team by
There's so many Jose dicks. Jose dickos.
Uncircumcised dicks just swinging in front of her face.
Burnt plantains right in her mouth.
Ah, right in her mouth. Way in a sweet mouth.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That was my racism really came out there because there was something about it. It's like, oh, your girl's going to have a bachelorette party. And then you're like, in Puerto Rico. I'm like, that's filthy. That's just horrible things.
They're part of our country.
If she comes home saying platanos, I'll know.
Mas grande, please.
Is she down there with her girls?
Yeah, my sister's there too, so I assume she'll
recognize.
Your sister's
the worst part of it.
Yeah, she probably will.
Oh, that's so weird that she's going to be censored on her bachelorette party.
No, I don't think it's like
that. Is your sister older or younger?
Older.
Both of them, actually. Younger and older there. Yeah.
Oh, every time you kiss your fiance now in front of your sisters, they're gonna be like this. Make her suck in Puerto Rican dick.
That was Sergio's tadpoles. He just sucked in.
I feel like you've been engaged since like 92.
I got engaged in September, but we've been dating on and off since we were like children.
Really?
Yeah, we were neighbors and shit like that.
I can't wait till you get separated and then back together.
What is this, wrong?
Remarried? You guys are gonna you're gonna have recommitment ceremonies.
I'm assuming there's gonna be something down the line. Yeah, why not?
So wait, you grew up next door to her.
Mm-hmm.
And now y'all getting married.
And now we're getting married, yeah.
Are you Fred Savage?
No, I mean, it's Love and Basketball.
Wonder Years?
We're the white Love and Basketball.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because
she's white?
She is, yeah. She's Italian. But
I thought you'd have an Asian.
Oh.
Huh?
I always thought you'd have an Asian.
An Asian? My
she's
mom
Italian.
Thought I was going to marry a black woman.
Oh, yeah. Really? My mom was.
Because that's what
that
she wanted to do. I'm so jealous of you, Michael.
She did just vanish off to San Francisco, so she might be just smashing clam with the, you know.
Did your mom move to San Francisco?
She did, post-divorce, yeah.
Oh, that's a lesbian
when
move,
you were
nigga.
This was probably 2 years ago, maybe.
So weird.
Yeah.
As a grown-up when your parents get divorced?
But I think, actually, it was probably for the best. I think that vibe suits her much
but
better
when
than
you
New York
were,
City, for sure.
She's a les, but when you were growing up, were you like, these people are stressed out, need to not be married?
I guess, but I grew up in an Irish Catholic family, so it seemed completely normal. Their
the
hatred
guilt, yeah.
and
what
just,
did
like,
you do to make them get
frustration.
Divorced?
What did I do?
I
went to community college and
your
started smoking
weed. Your sister sounds delightful, so I know it was you.
Are you the only boy?
I am, yeah, but I was probably the biggest problem out of all three, yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have two sisters? Are they both older than you?
No, one older, one younger. Both musical phenomenons, like super good. I was the only athlete, and then I turned into this.
Let's get to the point question. Which one of your sisters is fucking?
Yeah. Are
my
you
older
fucking?
Is married.
Okay.
So she's definitely fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the opposite.
They're both good at fucking, though.
Yeah. So,
as far as I've heard.
Do you ever bang them at the same time so you can really compare them?
No, but I have. I've her? Thought about that.
I mean, I have a twin brother, so I always imagine it's like masturbation. It's like not that bad.
Right.
So I'm like, he's like me.
It's like what you would have as a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
I'm
same
like,
thing.
Oh, our dick's so cute, Max.
I didn't even know you had a twin brother.
I have a twin brother.
That's crazy. What does
completely
he do?
Has his life together. He works for Comcast Sportsnet in New England. Yeah. He lives in Boston, the suburbs, and he has like a beautiful wife and two daughters. He just had
so
a baby.
So he's doing the right thing of it's, far... As America.
Yeah, I just look like such a fucking lesbian. I look like such a lesbo that I've never come close to any of that.
Well, is he happy though? That's a good story, but as seen in American Beauty, that could be.
He is. No, he deeper. Is happy. He loves to like hashtag dad life. Like he does these like because he's actually funny. Like
oh my
he
God.
Really is
That's
funny
your
and
example
he's cool.
Of happy.
No, he's happy to do that.
That's
like,
a cry
really,
for help.
Truly...
I picture him in Tommy shorts and a polo shirt.
He works in sports. He's got a wife who's out of his league. He's got like really right. cute daughters. He's happy. I mean, I think if I like got rich and was like, hey, do you want to start a production company in LA? He would probably be like, yay. You know, like, I don't think that he's like closed
He's got
off.
It all. He's
Let's
got
get
a
to
family.
The point in question. Which one of your brother's daughters are fucking? Sorry, I lost track.
Well, I was thinking about it because I was just saying that I was born breech, so I came out like feet first. I kicked my brother out.
That makes
I was
thinking sense, about it,
like, I wonder if the doctor just fingered, because I'm so molested, like, I wonder if the doctor just fingered me
Accidental.
Out. Like, he just,
you
his
wish.
Fingers went right in.
Just like a Chinese you finger wish. Trap. He caught something
out.
And then pulled you right out.
He fish hooked me out by my little baby vagina.
At least he found your G-spot early.
Oh, and I squirted, I'm assuming.
It makes sense you came out feet first, though.
I kicked him.
Because your whole personality is like, oh, my head is stuck. That's how you come off.
And my head is like really big. I imagine they had to like pull me out.
Nice little pop.
But I got Jeez. To be in an incubator, which is so cool.
I was an incubator
you
too.
Were?
I was premature.
You were preem?
Preemie.
I was an incubator too.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
this
you
is weird.
Seem like a fucking.
You like you should be an incubator
I
right now.
I know. She's got that like translucent skin. You can like see all your organs.
She's got kennel cough.
You can see my various time. Blockages.
It's how she sleeps in a hot lamp.
Karen and I were just talking about how, because Karen had scoliosis, so she had a back brace growing up. Do we all
yeah,
know that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
And how Kurt's giant dick is straightening her back out. Each ram, she gets a little taller, a centimeter taller each bang. You know, so I've been staying with them on their couch, and they, you know, obviously have to bang or Kurt will kill things.
Yeah.
So
no,
I will go into
me.
The bathroom.
I'm the one.
We'll get high.
She is actually the one.
No, you're with that with food. Nice try. But I'll have to go into their bathroom and like meditate or Snapchat or something while
we
they're banging.
We said you could join us. She chooses to sit in the bathroom.
You're a better person for that.
I'd rather sit and film.
We're like, no, hear it. Listen to us. All
I
night.
Feel like that would also
listen
be like,
to this. Don't you want to join it?
And it's just it's just breathing. We just like make sure to get real breathy.
It's just like it's either I can like sit in a bathroom
that's their invite.
With some pubes or sit in your bedroom that feels like a bathroom with more pubes.
Where's the dog doing all this fucking banging?
Oh, I'm so
Eating
scared
faces.
Of him. God.
Eating faces?
We left him at home with some faces to tide him over. You know, he bit my sister's face almost
oh, yeah.
completely off.
Yeah.
I mean, her nose was like hanging off of her face.
Yeah. I never saw anything like that in real
yeah,
life.
It
like, it was Law
Shit.
And Order style fucked up.
Yeah, your dog is a fucking maniac.
I know.
Except
the neighbors flinch when we come outside.
Except in Law and Order.
That's from your gentrification. They're like, oh, that's a Starbucks. Oh, it's just a white girl.
They're so scared. They're so fearful. It's so funny that you're the dangerous thing coming in. You're supposed to be the white people that bring a little fluffy dog in.
That's true in my neighborhood, too, though. They actually told me that the white woman is currency. So they'll, like, stay away from my girlfriend as soon as she...
Oh, yeah.
Just
can.
Not to be misconstrued with assaulting her.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly
the safest thing
nannying.
In a hood. The yes. safest thing in a hood is a blonde girl or yeah. a white girl.
A snowflake?
And walking through, ain't nobody fucking with you. Gonna be like this. What this bitch know that I don't know that makes her safe? Nah, bitch. I'm gonna rob Keisha.
I don't know why they always think I'm.
Dude, that really is. That's a true thing, though. It's like post Giuliani New York. It turned into Giuliani like convinced black people to just go rob other black people.
If you
and everything will be fine.
If you walked around, if at any time in New York history, if you walked around like you belong there, no matter what the neighborhood is, you good. Mm. That's the truth. You're good. Because people, definitely hood niggas, be like this. I ain't going back in for this cracker.
How funny is it?
Obviously a plant here.
But how funny is it me walking around like Bed-Stuy being like, I belong here.
Mm. Oh, then leave you alone.
But here's, this was
I
years ago.
I won't leave you alone, though. I'd be like this. Get over here with that fat old ass.
I mean, I heard that too. People thought I was a mother. They were like, mom. Like, kids.
That's totally true, though, because I, like, a lot of the people that have problems in my neighborhood are the transplants from, like, Wisconsin.
I thought you were
going to
say the trans people. I was like, in everyone's neighborhood, I'm pretty sure.
And no, everyone actually got along quite well.
Yeah, only around bathrooms.
But it's all the transplants from Wisconsin that walk around with their nose in the air that don't want to get involved with anybody.
They're
from
scared. The they're fearful.
I'll say what's up to everybody, and I'm good. I literally mouth the words to a Biggie song once.
Don't you want them to punch
him? Yo, what you know about this Farm Fresh? And I just like spit the rest of the cipher with them.
All I want is one of them to punch you now. I mean, can we go back in time?
And right in the middle of the lyric. I'm borderline autistic.
And now you don't know. Now you know. And they just knock you out before you can say it.
I like to call him. I like how they refer to him straight from the farm to the table. He's a tomato.
Oh my God.
Where do you live, Mike?
I live in Crown Heights.
Okay. Yeah. What? Utica?
No, over on Nostrand.
Oh, Nostrand. Okay. Yeah. You take the 2-3 or something?
2-3-4-5 AC. Yeah. I'm right in the middle.
Right in the middle there. I got family over there.
Whoever wants to come.
I'm over there all the time. My niece lives over there too. Yeah. I got a lot of family over there.
How old's your niece?
She's 29.
29?
Yeah.
She's a grown.
She's a grown woman. She's a fucking. Well, carry
me
a gun
that
too.
Relationship.
She got a gun on her hip.
Tell me about your relationship.
She's a probation's officer.
Oh, I thought you meant.
But
a tattoo.
What's your like relationship with her?
Real
like,
gun.
Because I have a 4-year-old niece, and I am very close with her. And I'm curious,
very close
like,
with my
what's going
to
happen when she's older?
It's going to be cooler because now she's going to drink and smoke.
I kind of want her to be a juvenile delinquent when they send her to live with me.
Like now?
You're their go-to?
Like when she's older, not like a 5-year-old.
Are you trying to turn her life into a pilot, nigga? And then I got to raise her. And I work at an ad agency.
Who sends a troubled kid?
I work at an ad agency.
Who sends a troubled kid to go stay with you on Kurt's couch?
Listen, Kurt's couch is a choice. Believe it or not, it's a fucking choice.
From the lips.
It's so scary, choice. But then I don't want to show him fear because I know that's what he's going to go after.
Yeah.
But you too. Like, he's so sweet.
No,
and you are hyped up because you're afraid he's going to eat your face.
He's not. She goes, he's sweet. But here's the thing. He woke up from a nap the other day to bite Kurt and then went back to sleep. Like, he's not. It's not like he's like, oh, a thing got me. It's like, there's no reason.
He's like, oh, wait,
so
I forgot.
So it's not sweet if at any point he can just take a limb off your body.
Wait, he woke up to do what?
He woke up, bit Kurt, and went back to bed.
He is Kurt, right? Oh, the dog?
Kurt and yeah, very much alike. Kurt had a very interesting night.
The dog, so much like his dad.
The dog woke up to bite him.
So he was sleeping, and we were watching TV, and Kurt's falling asleep, and the dog's already asleep, like a little sweet baby.
Yeah.
If he has
a tickle or something like provokes him even a little bit, he'll just wake up and start chomping, like you can hear his jaws going.
It's almost like a weapon that you have no control over. A loaded weapon that you have no clue. Just fires at random.
What Kurt did?
It sounds like Kurt on the internet.
But what Kurt did was
he Facebook Kurt.
But he had his arm he just had his arm. So
he bit his arm.
No, he just had an arm.
You sound like when they.
What do you mean he had an arm?
That doesn't make sense.
Like when they interview the mother of a killer on death row, and like he's a good boy.
And she also talks about him like he's a child. He's a fucking vicious animal.
He just don't play no games.
He's a sweet boy.
He bit Kurt's arm.
Listen, I called my friend as a dog trainer.
Bit Kurt in like a little frenzy, and then just calmly went back to sleep.
Nah, that nigga gotta go. You gotta get out of my house.
I have a friend who's a dog trainer. And I call him, and he gets on the phone with Karen, and he goes, you're an idiot. He just starts yelling at her.
For keeping a dog?
For all of it, yeah. For it's like
getting the dog. He was like, you don't know what you're doing.
But I always say, Karen gets defensive about this, but I always, because they'll be like, can you walk the dog? And I'm like, I'm literally not walking your weapon.
I don't get defensive about this.
But you're like, stop saying the weapon thing. I'm like, it's true. It's
He's
just
a
like
weapon.
A true thing.
He's a weapon. He bit your sister's nose off.
Then that is my burden because I'm the one walking the dog.
What the
and
fuck?
My friend Rex is like, never walk that dog. Like
you're going to get sued.
Exactly. I'm the one.
Sued.
But here's the thing, like, we really need you to walk the dog.
I'm not going to do it right now.
It's an emergency.
What?
I can't. I'm already giving you the gift
Kurt's
of staying
away.
In your apartment.
Kurt's away for like the next day, and then I'm gonna be away all day tomorrow. So he's your dog.
Steve's, not mine.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Steve's there.
No, that's Rent. Rent's dog. Dog's
no,
Rent.
Rent is the pleasure of being in my presence.
Thank you. Now you talk about your
and
vagina,
all the other
right?
things I bought.
Dave, what's going on in your love life?
Like what?
Let's meddle. Let's meddle in Dave Smith's love life. The Legion of Skanks show can't be good for your dating. It cannot be.
Legion of Skanks is not bad for dating because if a chick knows
for
you from
fucking.
That,
oh, God.
For fucking
oh,
yeah. is good.
I'm sorry, I guess.
Right. Dating is what I said, Dave.
Monsters
I guess I just think
are.
Of those as interchangeable.
What a fun time I had on your podcast.
That was not my fault. That was between. God, that was Jay's fault, and I apologize to you for that.
Wait, what? Wait.
It just was. I was like, I had gone from this podcast over there, and I was like, podcasts are so fun. And then it was like, I hit a wall where I was like, okay.
Good.
I'm just being like.
It's not about you. What's going on in your love life, Dave?
Oh, well, thanks for asking.
Well, this is
going to
be depressing.
I just feel like I got to find myself first.
Who was you dating some girl recently?
Who was he dating?
When was this? When
you yeah, about? You know. So she so many, remember? You don't even fucking remember, do you? I know,
I know what
you're
up
to.
Talking
I see you out in the streets, nigga. You think you sneaking? You ain't sneaking.
I'm not a big relationship person.
We're talking about
I know what you're
Smith.
A big person casual. On. Banging Jugs. And beating it.
Dave has his pick of comedy waitresses. If I know one thing.
They've been good to me.
He's the fucking, yeah.
He's really an attainable dream for them.
He's the Eric Estrada of the Broadway Comedy Club.
Well, they don't want to look like they're like fucking to get something, you know?
I want to write that down. Eric Estrada of Broadway.
That's the title?
Maybe. I know they hate that there's another comedy club in the title, but it's we go with the flow. Who are you dating now, Dave?
I'm not dating anyone. I'm single.
Tommy, you heard that?
Hey.
Well, I guess I'm dating Tommy.
Have you seen my shorts?
I feel like
we can barely see him, Tommy.
We're forced to date Tommy because of the pants he's wearing.
The only it's reason so I can see you're wearing them is because of how pale your thigh gets. And then there's a color differential.
Give me 2 weeks, Tommy.
I just can't believe they sell pants like that. He said that you got them at a regular store, not like a gay man store.
He made those shorts.
5-inch. J. Crew on mine only. Yeah.
You have to tuck your weenie?
Yeah, well, I do that anyway.
What's going on with you there, Tommy?
Nothing.
I'm meddling everybody's business, Karen.
We had Annie on Cross to Mouth yesterday.
Who?
It was fun.
She was
Annie.
So cute and good.
Ah, double booked? Get out of here. Beat it.
Double booked.
Double booked.
And what'd she talk about yesterday? Her?
It was a lot about Annie.
He asked a lot of questions.
She needs Annie. Attention so bad, but what she really needs is some of that dark dick. Some of that black cock.
I need it
well, thank
to be...
you, Louis. Give it a look, Lou, through the glass.
The dark dick look.
The dark dick look. Welcome to Kwanzaa.
I need to get Kwanzaa'd.
Yeah, you do. You dated a black dude before, though. I can tell
no,
by the booty.
No, I didn't. I got to.
Ah, you're a waste of skin.
I plan to. I have to wait for my dad to die, though.
No,
out
you
of
don't.
Respect.
Your father fucked a black dude before. You said he was in the service.
They're not lady boys. Lady boys aren't black.
No, I'm saying your father was the bottom. But he's a hero.
Thank you for your service, Dad. Love you.
Dave's been with a couple dudes before.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. Come
Why
on.
Not? I wasn't even in the service. I was just having fun.
There you go. It ain't nothing wrong with it. Exploring, experimenting as a boy. I remember a couple times I tingled with a man's butthole on my penis tip.
Is this true?
No.
Yes.
I'm looking so deep into his eyes.
I see you got lost
I've learned
in it.
Some shit.
I was like, are you staying in my eyes now? Yeah.
Looks like both of us need to get that black dick.
Boy,
you need some dark dick.
No, I got a dark dick. I grew up with it. It's always here.
Can you
here.
Bend it around and put it up your asshole?
Of course I can.
Can you really?
I could do that
How
in eighth
cool
grade.
That would be cool.
Eighth grade, I could do that.
Do all boys
get the balls
try to
right
do
out
that?
The way. You know how to gotta know Separate how to clear them? Out the balls, though. That's the trick. It ain't the dick size. It's clearing out the balls. Tommy, back me up. I choked Tommy up.
Tommy?
His shorts got longer.
I just found out that drag queens yesterday, Annie taught me that drag queens use duct tape.
Well, the one I knew did.
Oh,
yeah.
The tape they dick back.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's what was
on
used.
Bare skin.
But people could see the duct tape. I don't
that's
think
what
it
I need
could
to
be
know.
Under bare
Vaseline,
skin.
Vaseline, maybe, yeah. But then it wouldn't stick.
No.
But people yeah. could see the duct tape.
That's got to be over like one
but
G-string
you can put one little G-string thing yeah. and then tape it and then put another pair and then tape that and then put
hurt.
A regular pair.
That sounds like it could fuck your dick up forever.
But that's what they're trying to do. You think they want to use that dick? Or destroy it?
They're trying to pop it.
They look like a chewed up Twizzler.
Get off my body.
Well, they need the dick. We're talking about this yesterday. They cut the dick into quarters and then they put it back inside them to make the vagina.
I will smack your face.
With what?
Oh, a fucking corded vagina dick. What do you mean they cut it in fours? It's not as simple as that.
It is. They do something like that. Well, obviously it's not
it's
as simple
like a
as
chocolate
that.
Orange. Like it just kind of comes apart.
Oh my God. Chocolate orange.
Is the sensation supposedly similar? Do they like pack gauze and something up there? Like what is it?
But I think, yeah, no, I think it's
the
because they want to
like?
Leave like the tip
Are
of
you
the dick
for a
to
friend,
get.
Mike?
I'm just, yeah, I'm just curious.
We need somebody to call in. Somebody who knows.
I have a bachelor party coming up.
Who knows this? Because I could be totally wrong.
If any of the listeners out there ever saw a reconstructed $6 million man vagina that once a penis, call in right now. Let's talk about it.
We watched on Legion of Skanks one time. We watched like they kind of like
when they did it,
like
the
an animation of how it goes, and it's not
Karen.
It's
pull
not
it up.
Like
okay.
It's pretty gross.
And go for non-animation first. If we can find the actual meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah, that's rough.
There's not much meat at the end.
I don't think a lot of people have that surgery, though.
Not a lot of people. No. I don't think what so either.
Have? No, because it fucks up. You can't, like, you. I know that, like, trans women don't often have the bottom surgery because.
Oh, they just keep it?
Yeah, because you lose sensation.
I heard that too. Yeah, you it's lose sexual sensation.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Yeah.
They got to find a way to, like, 3D print a clit.
And they don't want
to
butt cum. They don't want to butt cum.
We're not there yet. Like,
I don't know.
One day.
We'll get there.
I can dream.
So wait.
But is butt cumming as good as dick cumming?
That's a good question.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, coming, isn't there like a G-spot in your butt?
But you don't come in your butt. That's what you're saying?
Isn't there like a G-spot
you
in
men
your butt?
Prostate.
That's
with
shit,
somebody
Shuddy.
Hitting your G-spot.
Right.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, out of your penis.
You don't come out of your ass.
Right.
You come out of your
I thought
dick.
It came out brown.
No, that's diarrhea, Shuddy.
Which also this whole time happen. I was like, I jizz a lot out of my butt. Every time I have milk, I jizz. I butt jizz.
She's like, I'm so wet.
So crazy.
You animal.
When me and Kurt were first dating, I mean, everybody's got a dry heave, but when me and Kurt were first dating, I was waiting at the Comedy Cellar. I sat down downstairs on the floater seats to just say hey during my shift because he was about to go on stage. And he grabs my ass and he goes, oh my God, you're so wet. And I was like, oh no, I just sat in a drink. I just sat in a martini.
He didn't care.
I just soaked jeans.
My pussy just dry heaved.
How long were you guys dating for that he misread your wetness by
that
much?
I mean, we had just
9 years. I mean, I watched this all. I had watched this happen all the time.
Let's remember that Kurt was a Jehovah before having sex. It's all new to him.
He was 30.
Let's remember.
It's new to him.
Let's remember.
He takes his fingers. He's like, Sprite.
He just thought that pussy smelled like olives all the time.
Yeah, Kurt fucked like two girls before he was 30.
That's
yeah.
so shocking.
He just thought it came That's with a garnish.
Ridiculous.
He had no idea.
A garnish. Oh. He thought Summer's Eve was salad
line?
Dressing. What an animal. Jehovah Witness will fuck you up. When did you lose your virginity, Dave? You don't tell your Republican friends this, do you?
17.
Right.
Not super young.
How old was the girl?
She's also, or 12. 16.
16. You yeah. fucking pedophile.
You're a rapist.
You Jared.
You're a fucking rapist.
Wow, what a rapist.
I wish I could do an impression so I could just do his voice and make it sound like he did say that.
I think I fucked, like when I was 19, I was fucking a 16-year-old, which I was very aware of. I was like, technically, this is...
But everything's statutory both technically.
Not in Philly, but.
But you could have still
Philly
been.
Philly is a lawless society.
This is how I rule it.
You think it was, right?
I rule it as if you could have still been in high school with her, then it's all good.
Yeah.
What if they underage?
But it
when
is
under
weird,
your age.
But that 3 years is weird because it is a significant
it's development.
Like, life change.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I hope that pussy ain't developed yet so I can help that pussy develop.
Help it blossom. Help the flower bloom.
I went at all the 13, 14-year-old vagina I could when I was 13, 14, 15.
I really thought you were going to say when you were on Best Week Ever.
What videos have you seen? That one time.
Wait, can I ask an R. Kelly question?
Simply Raven wanted it. And I
can I ask an R. Kelly question? You guys,
yes,
did
I peed
the
on
girl,
girl
he peed on was she? It was like her parents that got mad, right? She was into him, right?
First of all, jealous. Second of all,
I would get peed on. I've never.
I think the aunt or something got mad.
But
somebody in
she,
the family.
But was she like? But she was probably like excited to be with a famous person. I mean, she was still being molested. But
I think the story was that she was actually related to somebody he was dating.
Her name was Sparkle.
Sparkle?
Remember Sparkle, the artist Sparkle?
Can you stop masturbating? Can you stop masturbating?
He's like, her name was Sparkle.
Get your dark dick out of your hand.
Heard a thump from under the table.
And that was her niece or something? Sparkle's niece?
I believe it was her daughter, actually.
Her daughter.
Oh, that is so fucking... You peed on my daughter?
But that's what you get, Sparkle, when you raise your kid around show business. Oh, what do you think she's going to do?
When your mom's name is Sparkle, you're like,
yeah.
Hey, let me get pissed on.
Yeah.
Sprinkle and Sparkle?
It ain't going to work out. It ain't going to work out at all.
I just wasn't... Oh, look at this.
Ooh, this is the animation about...
So sexy.
This isn't the one we watched.
Tommy, do you have missionary position sex?
It starts with a pap smear. Yeah.
They take the balls out first?
Yeah, so, like, that really, like...
Well, they haven't eaten breakfast. Like,
they took the balls out like it was a car battery.
I go... What is this? Because it's so ladylike. What are they doing?
We'll put this up on a website.
Legs up.
We'll put this animation up on a website just so
they
you
push
know.
It in?
They get rid of all that disgusting penis skin.
Throw it in the trash.
They just lift
That's
the hood
the
of the
true
car.
True circumcision.
I think it tastes funny.
It looks like a classic Cadillac, just the
vessel bundle.
Let's give the shaft.
So they tear it out and what? Go ahead, push play. Oh no. They take the veins, so they take the veins and the dickhead off the stem.
This is so much better than I thought it was.
Look how much extra dick meat you just walk around with all day long. They don't need.
Doesn't that remind you of the brain?
Don't need.
I know.
What was the cartoon with the brain?
We can eat for a week.
It's a friend.
What was the cartoon with the brain? What was the brain cartoon?
What?
It was just
Pinky
the brain?
And the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain?
Animaniacs.
No, Animaniacs.
No, it was Pinky and the Brain.
With just the brain?
Right, right.
I was Animaniacs?
Wait, what?
You are such a latchkey kid. You was like, who babysitted me when my parents were drinking?
Well, I remember this dick size.
What do you... Oh, so what now?
Quick. So then what do they do? They shrink it.
That was the most genuine thing
now
I've ever heard.
Now they make a clitoris for no one to
they
ever find.
They turned the dickhead into a clit.
Do they leave the skin? Do they leave the...
There's no way you're going to miss
that.
Oh,
they form pussy lips out
What's
of that.
What's this part?
They hide it like moths on Passover.
They save the plate.
There.
They put a tampon in.
Before five
a vaginal stent. Wait, a vaginal stent. Wait, why is it a vaginal stent?
Because it
inverts it.
They just shove like a tampon in there?
So that's the inside of your vagina now, your stem that used to...
Get that dick the fuck in there.
That is the grossest Subway sandwich I've ever seen.
They're artists that make it. They're artists.
Does that come with so
much? I liked it.
I don't care
it.
How much weight I lose. I'm not eating it.
Give me one of the M&M cookies.
Be honest, I thought that was good. I thought that was way better than what I thought.
I don't care how many kids
that
he fucks. I am not eating at Subway.
Is it a mucous membrane?
Oh, man. That was
like,
crazy.
Can they create that?
You heard me say I didn't think it was gross, and then you're like, how do you make it gross? Say mucus membrane.
Because that's like a vagina is.
It's
like,
mucusy.
Snot does a lot.
Snot does a lot. Write it down.
Write that down. That might be the title.
Isn't it like a bumper sticker?
Well, snot does a lot.
Because dick skin's not. It's not lubricated.
Speak slowly.
Tommy, open your legs.
They're not open.
I mean, mine is right now, but
but no, dicks but don't
general,
stay lubricated.
So, like, what do they have to do?
But the penis has pre cum. Mm-hmm. So that's lubrication
that's
when it turns
it
into a vagina.
That's pre-coming? Not lubrication.
Well, when they're around me, they constantly
just use Astrolabe like they use up their buttholes.
Wait, so can your clit then pre-cum?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's a good question.
What? Can your clit pre-cum?
I don't think your clit still has the stem that's going out that spills shit out.
Okay.
And so it's just a sensitive piece of meat that they shrunk. They shrunk the head on it.
Listen to us watching a video and thinking we know.
It's just a perfect, hot, dry, bone-dry vagina.
Who would do
this? It's just so symmetrical and dry.
Who needs that
part? Just perfectly symmetrical and pink and dry.
Just
if you like sex, right, as a person, who would do all this surgery to your genitalia and think that's going to work afterward?
Someone who can't like sex with the genitalia they were born with, which I don't think anyone in this room necessarily can relate to. But I think
I had a summer the way
but
I went through that.
That's why you're here, Tommy.
But here I am.
Show us your pussy,
I hate
Tommy.
My ass.
But you like your penis, right, Tommy? You don't want to get rid of
you
your
don't
penis.
Like your
no, I'm not trans. It's totally different.
You don't like your butthole?
You judged him?
No, I like my butthole.
I have
you guys hate your buttholes.
Now, what extra stuff the gay dudes have to do to their butthole to keep it date
oh my
ready?
God, are
like
you
what?
Kidding?
Like what?
High fiber diet. You have to. If you're a bottom, you have to be thinking about these things.
Are you a bod?
No, not no.
You're
no.
It depends on the guy. If the guy's rich, he can twink it out. He's a bottom.
Totally.
It depends on how big
his
downstairs
bank account is. Do I what?
Is a twink a bottom?
She has so many questions.
No,
she
well,
loves
probably.
It.
Probably.
I would guess typically a twink would be because it's a young, hairless guy who usually attracts older men.
Rich
the man
men
who
too.
Looks like me.
Yeah, but sometimes twinks pair up and one of them has to be.
Yeah, what
the
happens
top.
When two twinks fuck? That's got to be weird, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's porn that
so
shows
Joffrey?
It. I don't watch it.
Have you seen it, though?
Yeah, of course.
And it's a mess. It's like two runaways trying
well,
to do stuff
like,
to each other.
Watching two bottoms, it's like they're both dead behind the eyes.
Yeah.
They're
both like
over the sexual abuse from their childhood.
They both thinking the same thing. I hope I can stay here tonight.
It's not cute to watch to me. To me, it's not. Yeah, yeah.
Just one more night. One more night up the streets.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I really like. I was such a bad student, but if I was just learning about like
I know
this stuff,
taxes.
I'd be so. I would learn everything.
It's fascinating.
How come you can't get any credits for this?
You can.
Yeah.
But
it's
I don't
coming.
Know what school is
this English lit.
No, it's more something like a butt diaspora.
That should be the title.
Write the titles down. Somebody's dying. Who's dying, John? John over there smiling.
John comes here to not produce.
This is fascinating to me.
Now, could you be like a lazier leaner? I mean, just he can't even stand up straight.
John also having the time of his life. Shelby hasn't changed facial expressions.
No, Shelby.
Well, he can. His lips are too big.
Such a cold, stoic.
He doesn't want to smile because if he smiles, Tommy's dick is just going to automatically go into his mouth. Look at that beautiful DSLs.
Shelby looks like one of those fish that cleans the side of a fish tank.
And by fish tank. Anything that wants to be sucked.
He looked like he might be like a ventriloquist dummy come to life.
Like you're straight, and it's a tragedy.
But the girls love him. Yeah. The girls all want to sit on his face.
I know. We get quite a few emails.
It bugs me.
With the mouth that every man wants. It's just like,
yeah,
it's unfair.
Every
just
man
do one
wants.
Charity blow.
A charity blow job?
Are big lips?
Don't look at me like I just
women?
Offered it.
Yeah, didn't you just offer it? What the fuck are you looking around for? Look at me.
But do they do anything if, like, a guy's going down on you?
I feel like if you have thin lips, that's it can be too much.
Yeah. But so. If you got big, black, Bobby Brown.
And you selfishly keep them to yourself. And
I never do.
Out.
That's not true about me, nigga. You don't know nothing about me. I'll eat your fucking pussy until I get to your forehead.
Amen.
You don't know nothing about me, son. Trust.
It just looks like that animation again. Like, ew, how did that happen? How did Shrek turn me into a clip?
And now frontal lobe.
I'm now just nigga. Three veins and a clit.
I ain't the one. God damn it. I play full contact. Full contact
the
stuff.
Pussy monster.
Dave.
The yes, sir. Egg.
David.
Yes.
Dave, you seem uncomfortable with the gay talk.
No.
Oh, my God. You're homophobe.
Uncomfortable with the gay
I don't know.
Talk.
I never see you bringing up these kind of subjects when you're over there at Fox News.
Well, it doesn't usually come up at Fox News.
I always bring them up.
Everyone at Fox News is a closeted gay.
I go like this.
We're so close
shit.
To the surface. Yeah. Why bring it up?
Dave's I was like, going like this. Where's Shepard Smith? I want to smell him.
Dave stops the show. Stop the Trump talk. I have an animation I need actually... everybody to watch. Kennedy, shut up. Everybody like, needs to see this.
Are you just trying to, whatever question they ask, trying to get it back to that? Like, who's going to win this Indiana primary? That's a good question. It reminds me a lot of lasering off someone's balls and then pushing their dick back in to make a clip.
You wish it was a laser.
But there's a lot of gay people at Fox.
Oh, a bunch.
Like that's a
million. Yeah. I see them out. Listen, I party with them. All right. I don't like to, you know, bring our personal hang to business.
I want some names.
But yeah, some of them niggas are sharks in this Midtown area. Sharks. Yeah. They know how to get dick, nigga. They know how to get it. They know where bar to go to and what time to go. Tommy, you know I'm telling the truth.
I mean, I would like to know where these places are so I could go.
I was like, there's guys cold? There's sharks? I don't get it.
All the news places, like Langan's around the corner.
Oh, I don't know this. I mean, I know
Irish bar.
Oh, really? Is that where Shepard Smith?
That's where everybody hangs. Everybody in the news
young,
hangs.
Apparently.
He likes them young.
Yeah, Shepard Smith.
And can take
he likes a twink.
Yeah, sometimes.
How young is a twink?
That's
like
what
18?
I hear. Hairless and young.
Allegedly. Let's say allegedly because
like
he didn't officially.
And young, it's like more of a like. A
oh,
look.
He's strong on bitches.
There are 40-year-old twinks, which is not a cute look.
You have no idea.
So what are
Chef
you?
Gabe
like,
is tight,
what
nigga.
Are you yeah, in the you? Economy of gay dick?
I guess technically an otter because I'm like tall, kind of lean, and hairy.
Okay.
You guys would both be otters.
There's some
too.
Parts that aren't hairy that I think need to be addressed.
John Fattigate is definitely an
I'll
otter.
Build a dam yeah. with all the dick I suck.
I would be a killer whale.
What's Shelby?
Twink,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, what?
Shelby looks like a bear could just hammer throw him by his ankles,
right into a wall, and then just take that ass.
I mean, the Kardashians have spent millions of dollars trying to get their mouth to look like yours. I mean, this is.
It's too funny.
Somebody needs to go through Shelby like a red velvet cake.
Devour him.
Shelby's going to quietly get so much pussy.
When Shelby
just
comes
quietly.
Back in a trench coat with
yeah,
a
he's
fucking
have a
machine
gun.
Gun.
He's going to quietly
my,
get him
my
a
last
gun.
Thought before he kills all of us is going to be like, that's about right. That's about that
before
makes
he's
sense.
I'm going to give me a kiss before you go. Before I go.
I'm going to be like this. I'm already dead.
Joke's on you, Shelby.
I've been dead for 3 years,
take
son
me,
of a bitch.
Fucker.
What took you so long?
you're just facing the opposite way. What took you so
smoking
long?
Smoking a
Shelby?
Cigarette. I knew you were coming.
You're 5 minutes late.
Oh, it's too good. Too fucking good. Now, what's going on in politics now? Let's talk about something. You Hillary? Hillary's going to prison?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about prison, but it's gonna go bad for it. You see the fucking riots in New Mexico last night?
Oh, with them throwing
the,
rocks?
About her?
Was that, no, that was outside a Trump event.
But they were throwing rocks at the cops, which I'm not for.
I want to talk about it because I lived in New Mexico for several years.
It was in Albuquerque.
After people. You left, they called it Old Mexico. You broke it, bitch.
I broke New Mexico.
So Trump was having like a campaign event in New Mexico in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And they got like a whole bunch of protests, like more so than usual, but they got pretty violent. Yeah, they started throwing rocks at cops.
That's not good. I'm not for that.
Good.
That's like a normal thing.
Who's for that?
Well, there are no
some
black
people. For, the people
there's
throwing
no
the rocks
people.
Were for it.
I guess that's a good
there
answer.
Are no black people. There's no black people in New Mexico. Very few. There's no, like
really?
Only
all Mexicans.
What do you call Mexicans?
Oh, are they black?
When black people went around, they the niggas. So we all niggas, nigga. Don't try to separate ethnicities.
I don't call
if
them that.
If Mexican brothers are down there, it's black people down there.
I have said the W word. I do not say the N word.
Yeah, you're going to yell it at to the ceiling, motherfucker. While I hold your throat.
Stop.
In a loving
you've
way.
Heard my set.
Annie just sat in a martini.
There's my K-Buggy. There she go.
You guys stop.
It's going to get more violent, though, Dave. You know all this campaign shit and these protests are going to get more and more and more violent.
Well, what, if Trump wins or just during the general
in
election?
In general, I think. In
yeah,
general.
I think you're right. But I don't know if it's Trump's fault, necessarily. It's
of
like,
course it is. There's no Hillary riots.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, if you're going to go that angle, right, then how come the Trump people aren't going to Bernie Sanders rallies and the Hillary Clinton rallies and starting shit?
Because it's so boring there.
That's really
so
it, though.
Boring.
Because there's no snacks.
I don't know.
There's raisins. There are raisins.
I tell you this. If Trump loses, the motherfuckers who are already disgruntled and angry, these white people are disgruntled, they're going angrier and more disgruntled. Am I right about that?
Yeah, they're angry, but those people aren't like fucking showing up to other people's shit and throwing rocks at
I don't think
police,
it's right. Whenever I see somebody trying to stop somebody from talking, it's like, this is America, motherfucker.
It's retarded.
What
dude.
The fuck is that? You let them talk, then you talk. Or do your own rally.
So the protest.
Stop trying to talk. Stop conversation. It's like, even if somebody says something you don't agree with, so the fuck what? Let them talk.
Right. Yeah, and you don't. It's not your place. If Donald Trump rents out a place or whatever and is giving a speech and 20,000 people come to see him, you don't just have the right to go, I don't want anyone to hear what he has to say.
To hear what he's saying? It's like,
too
let
bad.
Them hear it. If he's ignorant, let them hear the ignorance.
Yeah.
Do you
no,
think he
you.
Collected the rocks they threw at him and is like, I'm going to use this to start the wall that I'm going to build?
I don't think you can build a good wall with rocks.
No, unless he's Charlie Brown on Halloween. Thank you, Mike. Mike remembers.
No, but I think that shit.
He's so happy.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, Mike.
He made him so happy.
Somebody at home like this. Shiraz on the point. And they go on fleek.
There is something crazy going on, though. Like Mike said, like this whole thing might be fucking burning down. I don't know.
Mike said that?
The country ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
The country's seen this before. Trust me, America's been through worse elections than this shit. More
what,
violent.
Like in the 60s, 68?
60s, 30s, 20s.
But now it's being reported on, so it's like fanning
every year.
The flames.
70s? You think the 70s was calm?
70s, just people fighting in bell bottoms.
With Nixon getting thrown out and we get an impeached president, it was mayhem. We had a war going on. We had Vietnam going on.
But
it was
now,
more violence in the street than ever. This shit is nothing.
And there were riots,
but
there
we're seeing it now, right?
In the 60s.
Huh?
Yeah. We're seeing it now, so it's giving people the confidence to have that same voice. So
I
people
think
in the 70s, it was tougher to find out
all the eggs
about
have a voice.
Organized protests.
I think people's voices got more bang now because of social media.
Yeah, of course.
But that means also the dum-dums got more bang.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Everything's
well,
escalated
I mean.
And everything's fucking louder now.
Doesn't that come out to less bang because if everybody's got a voice, then
you would
less
hope
of a
so.
Voice?
You would hope so, but look at the scene. Everybody's getting louder and every fucking campaign's getting louder and louder and more out of control. It's, somebody's going
to
get stabbed.
But nobody's
soon.
Listening
you know
to
it.
Anyone either. They're just talking. They're just
over
saying
each other.
Their own thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know what this mentality is where somebody don't say what you want them to say and now they can't talk.
Yeah.
What kind of Nazi shit is that?
Oh, and I hate when they'll like try to break up a rally and they'll go like, oh, it's my free speech or some shit. That's like literally like
to
a
stop
heckler,
their free speech.
A heckler saying like they could stand up in the middle of your set and knock and start yelling shit and not get
that's
thrown out.
That's when I'm from.
It's my free speech. Like, fuck you. It's
I'm from the Wish a Nigga Woods. Come to my campaign, motherfucker. Oh, I jump out there like a wild Tarzan.
That's one of my favorite things that Trump does, and I'm not a big fan or anything, but when someone will stand up and just be like, he's a racist, and he's like, drag him out.
But if you interrupt it, it's like a comic. Why, if somebody do that, I'm like, where's security?
That's where Bernie Sanders really died in my eyes. That one time when he gave the girls the mic and stepped away.
But it's two sides of that story, though.
He stepped away.
Trust me, nobody attacked
him. To their mouths.
Nobody attacked him more than me for letting those two fucking Tempest Bledsoes push him off his own fucking stage. But
Trump would have been,
here's
excuse
the thing,
me, Shaniqua. And, you'll have Killer Mike, later.
Killer Mike opened my eyes to this. He stepped out the way and let them speak. He still spoke later. Mm-hmm. But he said, these bitches want to talk. Let him talk. And they was yelling shit at him. He was like, and then the lady was like, let him talk. Then when you want for him to talk, he'll talk. But he can't talk over you.
But why should they just
right,
get
but
to
he
talk?
He should hold the microphone.
Listen.
It's like if you gave, if you
what,
had
what did it cost him? I tease him a lot about that.
The election.
It taught, well,
did you know him personally?
No, he did. He was going to lose anyway.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So, but he came off as a better human being because you saw him on the side of the stage like this,
so
waiting.
Weak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he looked like a chump.
A bad campaigner, but a better human being.
But Hillary.
So, what do you want in office? Do you want a good person or do you want a good fucking politician?
I don't think he's either.
What do you want?
I don't think you're ever going to get a good person in office. A good person would get out of this.
They would never. Yeah, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah, they would like any good person. They'd be like, "Hey, you want to run for president?" They'd be like, "No, I shouldn't be the leader."
But did you hear president. Obama on WTF?
Obama was the closest. Obama was great. Listen, people always try to come down Obama. Listen,
I don't come down on Obama.
It ain't easy being the first anything. I said this before, but he's damn sure better than the first white president who owned people.
Yeah, okay.
Wash?
But the first white...
it's
first
always been wrong to do that. It ain't a time and place where you're like this. It was right then. No, it wasn't. It was wrong then, too. That's why people protested it.
Well,
it was always wrong. It was always wrong.
And there were people at that time.
Well, he's not here to defend himself, Sherrod.
We can
so
own people right
fair.
Now. You think I can't go out here and take 10 grand and buy a fucking Asian girl and beat her all I want? I could easily do that.
And you overpaid at 10 grand.
I just
did. Why'd you pay her so much?
We get two. They come in stereo.
She makes that much money? She's into it.
Do people just listen to the show to come 1,000 times?
Kinda. But you could buy sex slaves. You could buy slaves right now. Do you do it?
Officially on air? No. I don't. No, I think you made
on
a good
Fox
point,
News?
Though.
Fox News? Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to move my career ahead.
I
yes.
You,
so, yes, I
you sing
people.
It to the choir, nigga.
But there were people like Thomas Paine was around at the time of the founders, and he was like, and he wouldn't own slaves for principled reasons. He was like, no, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
Of,
it's always been wrong.
At the time.
And everybody
like,
booed
no.
him and called him a fag, so.
Well, he did have a ponytail, so.
They all
and
did.
He got destroyed on Twitter.
He had an earring. So. He had an earring.
He didn't have one fan that was an egg.
Tommy, I'm really sorry she said the F word.
He got destroyed on Twitter.
his wife used to say, just ignore him, baby.
But it's like, listen, and I like George Washington. Like the dude.
Really?
Couldn't tell a lie, cherry tree nigga. I get it.
couldn't tell a lie. They're like, do you own slaves? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I won't.
Plenty.
I can't tell a lie. I can own people.
230 to be exact.
Is that true?
About 230.
Why would you need to lie when you own that many people?
Yeah, he owned a bunch.
I can't tell a lie. My slave will lie for me.
Oh my fucking God.
Let's just say he owned about 25 Beyoncés.
Wait, how many?
And about 30 Kelly Rowlands.
How many?
And then 1,500 Shaqs.
He owned a Philadelphia graduating class of 1992.
Wait, how many people did he own? What's the actual number?
The whole cast of What's Happening. Nigga had 35 reruns.
His family's in syndication.
He owned the staff and cast of Black-ish.
You can't own people, man. I don't care
I'm
what time
you.
Of history it is.
His descendants are so it. White that they are now Orange is the New Black.
I would love to own a bitch. Look at me. That's all right up my alley. Own a bitch and take out
you
when I'm sad.
Kind of cheap. I can't
tell
imagine.
Shit. I'll spend it on a bitch because it saves me money in the long run. It's the long fucking run.
They
say it's a lot smarter to own than to rent women.
Yes.
You can't lease a bitch.
Cheaper to keep her, nigga. Cheaper to keep her.
Yeah, because it does devalue over time.
No, you lease a pussy for 3 years and then give it back. That's great. Trade it in for a new. It's beautiful.
Get a new model. This one has a few dings in it.
Sure, I put them there.
But she asked for it.
She spent a lot of time in a parking garage.
It's not right to own people. Tommy, what is it? Is it?
No.
And even
arguing this,
Tommy,
like,
what's your stance?
Because Tommy had that one time, that one weekend.
I mean, I'm all into being
you sold
like,
your services.
Chained up, yeah, in Boy George's basement.
A weekend is fine.
Against my will. No, yeah, of course. I don't know. Is that a real question? Of course it's not right. Do people still think it's right?
But people still do it. It's a real, it's still a thing.
Is Trump inciting those people? Is that
what's happening? No, I don't think most of the slavery now is not happening in America.
No,
I'm not
it's
talking
all
that.
Like taken.
And that's the, so who cares? Why are we talking about it?
Because it's another way America's losing out to the other countries. We used to be the one slaving bitches.
No, we are. Go down to Brighton
Beach. We still do.
Yeah, we do.
It's like a rite of passage.
But that's why even when I get the toots, when I get my toots, because I treat myself to a toot here and there.
What's it? Prostitute. Like a prostitute.
God, prostitute. I thought he was talking about farting.
No, it's a prostitute.
He was like being like, well, cute about his
flatulence. Does she have like a Russian accent?
No, grow up, it's a prostitute.
Bitch.
She does blow farts.
Always get
face,
independence. Always look for an independent bitch working for herself.
Does she have a Russian accent?
Sometimes.
Ooh.
But can't she take that roar?
When you hit her, it hurts her more?
No, it hurts her less. She's like this, ooh, breadline. All those Eastern Europeans, get over yourself.
The cold hurts more than that, you pussy.
All right, we got to take a break. Race Wars, listen, we got everybody here. Mike Cannon's in the house. Annie Letterman.
Thank you.
I don't want to say Letterman so bad.
Don't do it.
Dave Smith's here.
Just be respectful.
He's in love with Jetty. I think he's in love with Jenny. And we're going to come back. Karen, you got some news ready for us when we come back, right?
Yes, sir.
And Karen. Tommy's here. The whole gang's here, except for Kurt, the birthday boy. Look at that fucking riot. Look at that police riot down there. That's a Trump thing?
Wow.
It's going to get in. People getting it in.
Pink shirts.
People are getting it in. This is ridiculous. We Americans, man. We got to stop fighting each other
like
this.
Fashion police? I mean, look at that jacket.
Are they taking Ari's advice on HuffPo Live?
B. We all, as Americans, need to get together. Form a big group, walk up to Canada, and kick some ass. What's stopping us? Canadians? Let's get some of the anger out by kicking somebody fucking Canucks.
They're keeping us out by just being super passive aggressive. Canadians? No?
Oh my God. Race Wars, right back.
That's the break.
Race Wars will be back after this.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself.
That's right.
Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online no matter what type of business you're in.
That's true. Show off
your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place.
That's right.
Just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, @StandUpNYLabs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, @StandUpNYLabs. You're going to love it.
Can we play the intro for Karen? We got Karen intro music? Because we got to get to the news and shit.
Filling in on news this week, it's the host of Crass to Mouth, Karen Margolis, who Kurt is also banging.
Thank you for listing my best credits.
It's on your headshot.
Okay, want news?
Yes, what do you got?
Hillary Clinton broke the rules with her private server.
That whore.
So, the State Department Inspector General announced today Hillary Clinton indeed broke the rules by having a private email server, and the report said...
Sorry, I have to point to Ebony. I had a drink with Ebony downstairs. Ebony Williams was downstairs.
She's great.
Oh, wow. I
had a drink with her.
I heard her. She's smoking hot.
Oh, she's smoking hot.
Fuck. That was Karen's big moment, and we interrupted it for
I'm sorry.
Really magic.
No, Karen, you did a great job.
I'm shining.
No, we were right back to you, Karen. I had a drinks downstairs.
She's awesome, dude.
With Ebony and Isabella... Rivera, you know Isabella? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's her, Geraldo's daughter. She's a cutie too.
Yeah, I've done a few panels with Ebony. She's like hot and super smart.
She's the best. She was in here last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week. She kind of does the show a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, she's a babe.
She's good people. So she's rising star over there at Fox. She only been there a year.
Oh, and she's on like everything. Dude.
Everything.
They
need her. She's a lawyer too.
Face, and it's not at my face this time. She just stares you down. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
Okay,
news.
Can I sparkle on? All right.
Yes. I saw Ebony. I got distracted because of Lewis. Lewis is the one that grinning it up.
Karen, you want nothing?
As I was saying.
Karen Martini Pants, let's go.
All right, the report concluded Clinton would not have been allowed to use the server in her home had she asked the department officials in charge of information security. And the report said the staff who later raised concerns were told to shut the fuck up. And several suspected hacking attempts in 2011 were never reported to the department information security officials in breach of department rules.
Oh, so she should have reported. She should have never had this. Is that what it is, Dave?
Basically, yeah. Did she say fuck for real?
No.
What's the big deal to having your own email? You can't have your own email. That's a crime now.
She was the fucking Secretary of State, so it's the most sensitive classified information you could have.
Really, Chelsea? Just, give me some oodles and noodles. We need to have that. Chelsea, your pork and beans ready? Nobody can hear that.
It would be that and the most classified shit all in one email. Oh, so like one would be like, you know, like don't tell Bill I'm staying out late, right. And then the next one would be like, okay, we're moving into Libya.
But she's a mom. You know how moms fucking work. They put everything together. They got so much to handle.
Did anything bad happen from that, or is it just it could be bad?
Well, we don't really know. There's like people the WikiLeaks. Who say they have shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be a WikiLeaks situation.
But how did other people outside of the government then know enough about it to try to hack it? Do you know what I mean? Like, because there was a hacking attempt in 2011, so somebody obviously knew that she had this server.
But she's old. How? It probably said Hillary Clinton on it. She's an old lady. You know she don't know how to run shit.
She was using AOL dial-up.
She had a Yahoo account.
It was old lady mistakes. You can't go to jail for old lady mistakes.
Pantsuit at hotmail.com.
Yeah, was it a Gmail? What was the server?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
classic.
Is this
her punishment for not switching to iPhone sooner?
Maybe.
Did she keep her BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was old school. See, that's right there. If you keeping your BlackBerry.
Obama did, too, and they had to do all this special encryption on it, right? Like, that was the whole thing. He was the hip president with the word BlackBerry.
Because yeah. He's still an old black dad at the end of the day.
BBMing his daughters.
What an old nigga. I can say it, truckers. Truckers are listening. Okay, Aaron, what else you got? That's all the news?
No. Okay. So then Donald Trump, if we want to be fairsies, lied about donating money to veterans. He said he donated $6 million to a veterans organization.
Okay.
And then the Washington Post, David Farenthold or whatever, began investigating his claim.
Yeah.
And the Post found no evidence that he made any donation to any group. And then as the Post closed in on him, Donald Trump finally made a $1 million donation to a veterans group on Monday night. And his aides told press months ago that the donation had already been made. So he lied a million times.
Maybe it was a screw up. Who knows? How much did the reporter donate? I'm wondering. Zero?
Here's the
okay.
The genius of Donald Trump is that when something comes out and you're like, Donald Trump lied, you're just like, yeah, it's Trump.
He's a liar.
Like, that's what he does.
He's a human
that's
being.
His thing. So you just kind of give him a pass. Like,
but I'm not voting for him, so I can give him a pass. What do I care if he's lying?
Right.
You're like, what do those dumb troops really expect $6 million? Come on.
Yeah, what do you want to be, the Steve Austin? $6 million man.
But doesn't this suggest that he really
I need
is
all the crowd in him.
I'm so glad I didn't get that.
But isn't there a thing about his taxes that he doesn't want people to see that he's not as rich, like he's not a billionaire?
Well, no, because he released his financials, but he won't put his taxes out there. So people already see like his net worth. He's got money. He's got a ton of billions.
He's got a ton of
billions,
money.
Rather. If you look at all the properties he owns, they're worth like a lot of
money. If you own one of those properties, you're a very wealthy person. But he owns 100 of them.
But what Karen's talking about is he won't release his tax returns. But that's not really showing how much money you have. That's showing how much taxes you pay. So there's probably some shady shit in there that he doesn't want to
see. Well, didn't something leak also that showed that he actually paid zero taxes between like a point in time in the 70s and 80s
or something
like that?
There was like a few decades ago that came out that he paid zero. Because if you're in real estate,
he filed as a loss.
Real estate is like a big fucking tax deduction.
You can find umbrellas and holes in there that you can take. Yeah.
But then why not try to get ahead of that and donate a shit ton of money to veterans?
Right. It just shows that he took advantage of the system instead of paying his part. And that's what's shady about trying to be the leader of us.
But isn't it shadier that fucking Bernie Sanders doesn't give any money to charity? And that guy who's out there talking about nothing except like the rich have too much and the other people don't have enough.
Yeah,
and he pays 13% and gives like nothing to charity.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he also works in the grocery store in this town.
He's the breeder at Target.
Does it surprise me that an old Jewish man didn't give anything?
No, but I'm saying like he's in the top.
I can feel Karen's eyes on me, but I have to say,
you fucking.
How much is he worth?
He's probably, I don't know what his net worth is, but he makes like six figures.
Who, Bernie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I ain't giving away.
That's not a $6 million
I'm gonna point fingers at that motherfucker for. I ain't doing it either.
So do I. Did everyone hear that? So do I. If you say it, it becomes true.
Wow. So nice that you on the show for the last time. That pretzel was a parting gift.
Thank you. I'll cherish it.
Cherish the love.
That's the black dick that she needed.
Yes.
Right there, that salty black dick.
It's not as salty as I hoped. Karen News, goddammit.
All right. Listen to this. An analysis of 10 million Facebook posts show that men are real cunts online. This is coming from Erin, so you know she delighted in writing this.
Okay.
The New York Times said, women's writing largely reflected compassion and politeness compared with men who are hostile and impersonal.
You bitches always trying to form a fucking wagon circle. Shut up.
They've never listened to this podcast. Yeah,
Does that include secret feminist groups on Facebook?
You mean the unfuckables?
Really Kurt's news day. It's such a shame he's not here. So the most commonly cited topics by women include words like wonderful, happy, birthday, daughter, baby, excited, and
another
thankful.
Phony bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Thankful, I said. Women are more likely to discuss family and social life, relying on words that describe positive emotions like love and intensive adverbs like so, and ridiculously. Aaron's so funny, the study said. Men more frequently discuss topics related to work or money and favored words tied to politics, sports, competition, and activities such as shooting guns or playing video games, and they commonly use like freedom, battle, liberty, win, lose, and enemy.
You just made a case for why there should never be a woman president.
Based on social puppies and those babies.
Like clockwork.
So happy and excited.
We
I'm
get
so
it.
Thankful for the opportunity.
Now I want to speak about toddlers. They're the future. And they need Yeah, so...
It's baby picks and dicks picks. The age-old argument.
We did know. And so the last thing is, a football team... I don't know what to say about news. A football team in Utah... Let's fans vote on the team name. Now it might be called Teamy McTeamface.
Please.
Good.
So the owners of an expansion team. What's an expansion team?
It's a new team to the league.
What's the indoor football league?
Okay, the sports story's over.
That's a great thing if like a reporter just reads a news story and then goes, what the hell is this? Like, what?
I don't know.
Is lacrosse the one with the stick and basket?
Stick and basket.
So they put up almost every aspect of their new team for a vote, and currently the team name leading vote is the Utah Storm and Mormons. Oh, that explains.
Because they Mormons, yeah.
And then in second place is Teamy McTeamface. And the owners have said that if the public wants a team named Teamy McTeamface, they'll get a team named Teamy McTeamface.
Utah, you got nothing else going on.
God, they're bored.
But so much space.
Yeah.
So much guns in space.
Democracy does work, though.
Well, how do you figure?
Because of Teamy McTeamface.
Teamy McTeamface is pretty exciting.
This might be one of those other elections that gets decided over one vote.
You should never be in charge of what something is renamed. They have Beaver College near where I grew up in the suburbs of Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And it was when they came out with all those internet locks, you couldn't search Beaver because it was pornographic.
It used to be Hacks Wound University.
So they had to change the name. Yeah, exactly. My mom was like, they should name it Slit You. My dad was Gash College.
That might be a title, Slit You.
But they ended up naming it Arcadia, where you're like, that is maybe Arcavia, but just something like it was just like, oh, you just named it something boring. Like, stop pretending like you gave us a chance.
But they also upgraded to university. They just decided they were a better school.
Yeah.
University.
But I went back. I went to Beaver.
Beaver
in college, Beaver not college. Beaver College.
Yeah. I'm still thinking pussy.
That's where that was a joke. I went to Beaver in college, not Beaver College. It was like the Canadian joke earlier that you guys loved. Sometimes I'm so hilarious.
Beaver. Cameron, what you got? What else you got?
Come on.
All right.
What other news?
I want to talk more about how guys are worse on the internet. Just kidding.
Girls are the worst on the internet.
Everyone's the worst on the internet.
Bending over, picking stuff up.
Humans are the worst.
You're always bending over and picking stuff up. Why don't you not drop it in the first place? Who? I'm thinking Instagram.
Oh. Roddy, what are you going to do when your kid starts Instagramming? It's going to be crazy.
I'm just going to look at the pictures. I'm going to continue my life.
Oh, you guys, 11 states sued over Obama's school transgender directive. Do you hear about that?
No, what? What is it?
Texas and 10 other states are suing the Obama administration over its directive to use public schools.
Listen, you sucked. You gave a birthday blowjob today, and your mouth is now a little numb, and we get it.
Did you give a birthday blowjob today?
She did.
I really did.
There you go. It's the one that matters.
It sounds like you have peanut butter on the roof of your mouth. Kurt's got some thick consistency.
Well, you feel less bruised.
Kurt's saying the whole time, does my dick taste older?
No, he was saying Hodor. That's his nickname.
Oh, he loves a Hodor. Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, no, you can feel the individual sperms.
They all have one eyebrow.
They're battling Redditors.
They all have one eyebrow. They unibrow sperm.
It sounds like popcorn in a microwave.
There's a bunch of Sasha Baron Cohens running through you.
I'm still dehydrated from it. Okay, so Obama said schools have to let transgender kids in public schools use whatever bathroom they want to use. And then so 11 states, including Texas, are suing him, including Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, like the ones you think.
You know the ones, yeah.
Just guess 10 states. Oh, no.
But Maine's in the list. Well, the Maine governor signed on. I don't know if the actual state did, but that's weird. Because
Maine's the new South. People don't know that. It's starting again up top.
It's all lesbians.
Come working down again.
Oh, well, 2 hours outside of the city, it starts to get a little.
Yeah, a little. Exactly. Even Jersey City, I'm like, country niggas.
I went to school up near Rochester, and that city in and of itself, it's funny because it's an urban environment, but there's a lot of, you know, like almost Southern white pride.
Because everything is
genuinely
like,
Southern pride. Dude, I went to school in Oneonta, and there was a guy who drove a pickup truck with a Confederate flag.
They try to do it even more. They try to do it more. They got to really sell it to you to let you know that they down with it.
Truck nuts and Confederate flags. That's their MO.
It's insanity. It's insanity. Oh, yeah.
Thank well, you. The crazy thing is,
get it off me.
Accusing...
No.
I missed
that. That was a good butt jump.
Wiped a boogie on me.
I wiped a boogie on her.
In me. It was really inappropriate.
Oh my God, you're pregnant now with my booger. I have a booger, baby.
I can't wait to see that Instagram.
Yes. We're just going to love it and give it a home.
That booger keeps bending over and picking up stuff. Our booger wants to go to any bathroom it chooses.
Booger, you're too clumsy.
Booger, please.
Can we call the booger they?
I think Annie makes Dave a little nervous. He don't like aggressive girls like that. You don't like an aggressive Philly girl.
I could beat him up.
I don't like women who talk. Just stay there quietly.
What if they chew on the microphone a lot?
Just Facebook about babies or something.
That's what I do.
Oh, man.
Imagine just secretly I'm just always just posting baby pictures.
He does not like a strong mouth woman. She got too much opinions and she would like want to share it.
No, that's okay.
Nobody believed that.
They can have as many dumb opinions as they
want. Oh, I feel like Dave is dominated by women. I think he has a history of dominant women.
He used to. Not now. This nigga done found himself. He done found the inner Dave, and now he believes in Dave now. It's a different Dave. This ain't the Dave I knew 8 years ago.
A fucking libertarian, motherfucker.
He found himself. He had to look inward and clean out his emotional house.
Did you go to therapy?
I was before that. I was just chicks stepping on my balls with a.
That sounds so fun.
Not in the fun way. In the ownership way.
No, that I've never gotten into. A lot of guys do like that, but the idea of like a dominatrix type chick, like fucking slapping me around, has never been attractive.
I mean,
but that's just because it's your regular life already.
That's right, it's a relationship.
I'm already.
I have to pay someone to do the thing they do to me for free all the time.
Oh, yeah, if we're just talking like at work, sure, that's great, but not in the bedroom. Let me leave it at the office.
No, you want contrast.
You don't like aggressive women.
No.
You're going to end up with an Asian girl.
I mean, if you're like sexually speaking.
Bet money on this. He's going to end up with an Asian girl that he's going to tie down.
No, I'm not too. I went in like an Asian phase for a little bit.
Yellow fever?
I lost
it.
It
comes back.
Maybe a year and a half.
How many did you hook up with?
Four.
Well, each one of them counts as four.
Is it
how many?
I don't know
exactly.
But you went through a yellow fever.
That was really rude.
Yeah, I went through a fever.
Tom went through one too. I went through one in like high school.
Then I
high school college.
Oh, that's cute. Is that because did you go to full college?
What do you mean full college?
Did you graduate? College sounded like not graduating.
I'm saying I really started.
That time period, but
that was the most never went to college.
No, I did, but
community college does not count. I'm talking university.
It went out of business.
So did you
school?
Yeah, twice. They brought another school in, and that went out of business.
That's why they stopped those Apex Tech commercials.
No, they have a website. That's better than my school.
You learn VCR repair, bitch.
A skill? Absolutely not. VCR repair. That's so funny. The people that learn VCR repair.
Asian girl, Dave. I'm calling it right now.
I don't think I'm gonna end up with it.
She's gonna end up transitioning to be an Asian girl.
that sounds appealing.
I can't wait to see your clip.
By the way, I think I could maybe, like, with a good doctor, pull that off.
You have the fattest Asian butt ever.
That's also why we said it.
You do have violinist fingers.
He's a delicate giggler.
Violinist fingers.
I can't wait for no one to ever find your clit, ever.
It's in there.
Because it's hidden under that shaft canal.
Because it's hidden under that extra dick meat. Just,
it's like the last chip in a Pringles can. You're an animal.
You have to hold him up. Oh, to shake him upside down.
You gotta hold me on top of you, really get in there.
Hit the back of
it. You'll get it. It takes some work. And it feels like a penis helmet.
It's broken and you don't even want it.
It's like, how's it a tennis ball in here?
Comes tumbling out, but it's still attached to the string.
Tommy. Why aren't you talking, Tommy?
Oh, shit. Tommy over there flirting with some boy. I can tell.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you grinding?
I was reading about transgender bathroom stuff.
All right, let's go into the story. Tommy's got a story. Let's go into it right now.
Well, that's why
he's young, dumb, and full of other people's cum. It's Go to Gay Tommy with this week's Go to Gay News.
Yeah, Tommy Tom, what you got?
Well, I was going to talk about the transgender bathroom thing, but Karen said everything that was kind of interesting about it. The other thing that I think is interesting in the
You're
gay
welcome.
World. Thanks, Karen.
I feel like she said nothing.
Yeah, I swear. Was it just me? I don't remember Karen saying anything about
it. I think she just
this.
Said there's a bathroom thing.
Little to nothing, I said.
Well, there's nothing really to say about it. I mean, other than it's like delicious. Based on like these two amendments. It's based on the Civil Rights Act and then the amendments like Title IX.
Right.
Title IX and 72. Which is like interesting because they're claiming that the president, they could probably undo this if Trump becomes president.
Yeah.
Pretty easily because it is an executive order. But the thing that I think is more interesting right now about Trump, is that he's sort of leading in the polls, which I know isn't, that predictive at this point.
It's been very predictive, I think. He won everything.
But if you look back at like 80, what was it, 88?
Oh, different
Mike
years,
Dukakis.
You mean? Yeah. Well, Dukakis took that picture in the tank, and that kind of remember that.
What was that? I don't know.
See, y'all younger than butt. Y'all don't know stuff.
Well, yeah, but is that what this like email thing is going to be with Hillary?
Did you say we're younger than butt?
Young in the butt.
Oh. Young in the butt. I've never heard that.
He looked stupid riding a tank with like he looked like a little kid playing dress up.
He like a Monchichi.
Yeah.
Well, the helicopter hat didn't help.
Yeah, he looked
He was also running against like a war hero. And then they were trying to like catch up with that, like, oh, he's a war hero, I'll do some war stuff. Yeah. And then he just looked
he came off real.
Who was he running against?
Bush. Bush Senior.
He came off real Ishtar. Remember that?
No, but I wanted
Ishtar
to.
The movie.
I just wanted to be there with
I'm too young in the butt
Warren
to know
Beatty.
That.
Well, way too young in the butt. Adolescent cheeks.
Yeah, but why did that destroy Dukakis? But the same sort of aesthetic mishap didn't ruin George W. Bush when he like did the thing on the aircraft carrier
because he was already president at that point,
and plus he was going through a tragedy.
But that was before 04, wasn't it?
That was
But I mean, he was all like
he declared it was over in like before the election, didn't he?
Yeah,
it didn't help him. That was a bad issue. But Kerry was for the war also, so it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, and plus America was in a different state of mind then. They wanted
afraid.
To hear what he was lying about.
Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't wait to hear that lie. And they ate it up. Yeah.
There was a period where Kerry was leading in the polls, though.
Yeah.
In 2000.
And when you look back, Kerry.
Great hair, Kerry. Great hair.
I don't want that name. I didn't want him. He was too much of a ready for duty America. You fucking dork. Like, you should have two Frankenstein fucking votes.
He was a fucking dork. You're right. He was a dork.
What a loser. I'm running for, reporting for duty.
Yeah, but he's a by the books guy. He's
you
not
asshole.
Involved in the whole email thing.
Lightning's keeping you alive, you monster.
He looked like Ichabod Crane in a suit.
He bugged me. His whole body language bugged me.
I don't know. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a Vietnam vet that came back and was against the war pretty staunchly.
But he was still too
He even made that boring.
He made it boring.
He is boring. He's boring, but he's a good politician. I think he's a good diplomat.
He's a good diplomat. But a politician got to get elected, so he's not that good at that.
Yeah, but he did that a bunch. He was the senator from Massachusetts.
But he lost the biggest one.
He won in a state where everybody looked like him. That's like me losing at the Apollo against one of y'all. It ain't happening.
It's funny how the stakes seem to be different, though, because he got killed for flip-flopping, and now that seems to happen just on a daily basis
and
every single candidate, and nobody gives a fuck.
Trump is just openly changing what he said 5 minutes ago, and nobody gives a
shit. Yeah, but Hillary, too. The two of them, I've never seen anything where there's two candidates who are both on both sides.
They'll do anything to win.
This gets to something that's really bothering me.
Anything to win,
you can't talk about this being an election where you have two bad choices as though the bad choices are equally bad.
It's like, Hillary, are you a bottom or are you a fucking top?
She's a top.
Why is Trump so much worse?
Trump is so much worse. He has no experience in the political realm.
And he also empowers the very, very worst.
The worst. You have to look at who you're inspiring.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's still Americans. But also, so you might not like these Americans. Yeah, but they're still Americans.
You might think they're the worst, but it's like a pretty big chunk of the country. I don't know who's the worst. Like, you know, those guys who were throwing rocks at the police the other day were pretty bad. Are they not worse than Trump?
But how is Hillary? All right, here's a question. How is Hillary as bad as Trump? Like, what makes her as bad?
She's supported every single war in my lifetime.
Okay.
She's been fucking horrible. She's literally destroyed countries in the Middle East.
I supported
the
war on drugs.
And plus Hillary with the black thing. Hillary, just like Bernie Sanders, he had pictures of him marching with black people and chained to a black lady in the protests when he was young dude.
Yeah, where's Photoshop is amazing.
Hillary's always... I wish it was Photoshop. Hillary's always in black churches and shit now, but bitch, where were you?
She was calling him super predators.
Where were you in the 70s? I don't remember anything with you involved with anything black.
Well, isn't
she
the biggest
was
issue?
Sucking Bill Clinton's dick.
So was black bitches. Can you high five them while they do it?
Before this election,
she was
isn't
chained
the biggest...
to the bitches, to the black bitches that were sucking his dick.
That's a hot scene. God damn it. That's a hot scene.
For this election, isn't the biggest thing that's kind of up for grabs the Antonin Scalia seat?
Oh, yeah?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So if there becomes a Republican president, it's going to be, what, two to one or 3-1, something like that? So socially, those policies could really be formed to fuck somebody like Tommy or some, you know what I mean? Like, so
he's a month away from being pregnant.
Or something that he doesn't want.
Right.
I would love to see a pregnant Tommy just ruin your life. I want science. I hope science catch up to it.
Junior, too.
Me too. And I can give birth to it through my split penis.
I mean,
it's like a banana peel.
If anything were going to help a man get pregnant, those shorts would.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get pregnant in my butt tonight.
I love ass babies.
I'll be on the corner of 46th and 8th in about 30 minutes if any takers in New York City.
I'm going to try to get pregnant in my butt tonight is the name of your album. No matter what.
I don't know. I mean, I think Trump's going to win. I think it's really...
You think he's going to win
I think he's going to win. Because nothing's been predictable about him.
Yeah, that's true.
And
he's
he just
a tough
doesn't
guy.
Stop.
He's very tough. He's like unlike anything
he's
else.
New Yorker.
He's slippery.
He's a New Yorker.
You know,
say what you want.
But
he's
not
a New
just
York
that,
nigga.
And not a politician. Like, when she'll be like, the rhetoric he uses is sexist. And he'll go, your husband's a rapist.
It is. Well, yes.
And she's just like, Jesus, dude.
Like, I love it.
Are we going to do that? And
that's like how I argued with my dad as a teen. He's like, clean up your room. I'm like, shut up, you fat failed actor.
Your dad's just sitting there like, God.
Yeah, what is your deal?
Kids got bite.
I'm like, I'm a good arguer.
I'm a master debater. Masturbator. All right. Thanks, Kate Buggy.
You're welcome. It never gets old.
So what's the conclusion of this story, Tommy? Will we find some solution?
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. I guess I'm still interested. I don't see what makes, from what anyone just said, what makes Hillary nearly as unqualified or bad. She's probably the most qualified person.
Because she's too much of
a
politician. How about that?
How can you be too much of a politician?
How
can
you?
What did you think of her?
Nixon?
What were your issues with her tenure as Secretary of State? Emails aside.
Oh, Secretary of State?
She literally destroyed the country of Libya. It's a it was her war that she pushed for, and it's fucking destroyed.
Destroyed. She wasn't the president that sent the troops in. She's not commander.
She was in control.
No, but if you look at any of the things, it was basically the Secretary of Defense was against it. She was the one who pushed for it. She convinced Obama.
But the buck stops with him. It's his war. Yeah. It can never be her war.
Well, the reason they call it Hillary's war is because she was the most adamant high up advisor.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be included.
No, she was right though.
I'm not political.
I'm really proud of you, Karen.
Oh, that sounded convincing.
I'm too young in the butt for this too.
Dave, this gets Dave excited. That's why I like to see Dave talk about
She's fucking
it.
Terrible, dude. I mean, look, he's terrible too, but she actually has a track record of being terrible.
No, she has a track record of flip-flopping.
No, but he has a track record in real estate of being shitty in business. He runs on being good at business, and he's not even, he's been a shitty business guy.
He seems pretty good. I mean, every time I look at him, he's rich.
I think Karen knows less about business than politics. He's got buildings with big gold-plated fucking names on them. He's doing okay.
He's every black man's dream. But also, a building with your name on it in gold.
But a lot of
Kanye.
A lot of that is inflated worth because all the time he leases the name, right. So he doesn't necessarily even own the property. They just pay him a
cut. That's
still
smart, though.
Yeah. That's kind of the point for him.
My manager's down on Wall Street. His office is down there in the Trump building on Wall Street.
Right.
He's everywhere. Right across from Tiffany's on Wall Street. We up here yapping. This nigga down here making money.
But isn't it so crazy to say that you don't want a professional career politician to be a politician? You just want some guy?
No. That's not crazy at all.
Because everybody starts off some guy.
And not when many people are frustrated with the system as
this
it is.
This is the exact same thing that all the stupid Bernie people are saying. But like, you have to have somebody who can work in the system.
That's true.
It's a gigantic system.
Who can start day one?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but the problem with
no one's reinventing that system. Unless it like completely implodes. Like, that's the only way that you're going to change the system. You have to blow it up.
Yeah.
You can't just there's no plan. There's no path with Bernie, with Trump.
Well, first off, Bernie has never had any job except being a politician.
I know.
So he's very much in the system.
40. Yeah. I know all about him, but like, I don't think he's qualified. I mean, I'm probably voting for Jill Stein, who's really not qualified to be president, so I probably shouldn't have an opinion on
this. But a lot of people say,
she has cool things that say, like, oppression is bad, so
I'm gonna vote for her. Has
owning
a voice. Every egg has a voice.
That's her, like, her campaign slogan. No, but I also think that, like, Hillary Clinton did a lot of good when she was Secretary of State. I like the way that she represented the U.S. I like the way she represented
women.
I don't
like the way she came to New York like a fucking bully. And took out Senate seat.
So what's wrong?
You ain't no New Yorker, bitch.
Did you see who she was up against?
She was up against Crooks and Lazio, who they put in there because he was young and had no record. And everybody else was Crooks. That's why they put Lazio punk ass in there.
Well, she would have lost to Giuliani, but he got sick or whatever.
He was crooked. That's why he pulled out. He didn't get sick shit.
But he was popular, dude. This was after 9/11 and shit.
And right after
that,
Kerrick went to jail because that would have got exposed in an election.
No, yeah, you might be right
about that. He stepped off because he's crooked.
I think he's terrible. Too,
I know,
but I think he would have won.
He went to my high school, nigga. I know the nigga. He went to Bishop
Lockwood.
Same year? Not same year. He went with his old boys. Fag. Not in a good way, Tommy.
I love the F word being thrown around.
Yeah. But yeah, they were all dirty. They all had dirty fingers. That's why somebody from out of state who they hated could come here and take a Senate seat. You think they would allow that if they could stop her?
I don't know. Dude,
they pulled
up
Lazio, who was 26. Lazio was like 26 running against fucking Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
In New York. Because everybody else was scared and going to jail.
I think
they ran against her.
The Clintons just like intimidate everyone else out of running.
Because they're going to send them to jail. They're going to send you to jail. You can run against her, going to expose all your shit, and you're going to go to jail. And everybody in New York is dirty as fuck. Dirty, dirty, dirt. Bad as Chicago. The dirtiest fucking politicians in the country. Chicago and New York. Filthy. All of them.
But
dirty.
I'm with you on that.
Big boy, old boy
system.
Is
business not dirtier than politics? Can we really say that politics and business are different in how dirty they are?
Yeah.
They're both
horrible. Businessmen aren't drone bombing people in weddings in Yemen and shit like that. Like, it's less dirty.
Because business people.
You can't put all of Obama's shortcomings on her and now it's her fault.
No.
Obama was
the
best president in any of our lifetimes.
He was the best.
Yep. The best.
The best.
Period. And anyone that's living today, he's the best president.
Best.
I liked W.
I didn't hate
W
because he was fun
him.
To talk about.
Mm-hmm. That perfect.
I would have a beer with him
for the World Series.
I would definitely have a beer
My
with him.
My AIM screen name in high school was Wannabe Bush.
That's so funny.
Oh really?
Was, yeah, a president.
Not
of the
Not
want to
have one.
That's so great.
Wannabe born
and
with
I have one.
Your log cabin. Your log cabin Republican.
Well, no, I was just like, I was not gay.
Dave, where are you going to be? Dave has to bounce right now. We're about to leave soon, but Dave's got to bounce right now for a spot. And you're part of the problem. That's the name of the podcast, right?
That's the political podcast, and then Legion of Skanks is the comedy podcast, of course, that I do. Yes. That's what I got to run to go do now. But yeah, all that stuff. And
give us a shout out on Skanks. I'm glad you finally did Race Wars.
Thanks
I
so
wanted
much for
you here
me.
On your birthday.
I know. I couldn't do it.
But this
day.
Is your birthday present.
This is my new birthday present. It's just Dave hearing about
it's actually Kurt's birthday. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Dave. Love you.
Later, bud.
Go ahead and leave the room so we can talk bad about you. What's that nigga's problem? What an anti-Semite, huh, Karen?
He hates women and Jews.
Dave's body is really Chinese gymnast.
He really is. He's such a chine.
Yeah.
He's
beautiful.
He is a slim-bodied
such a China woman.
Son of a bitch. He bugs me.
He just needs a little bronzer and he's good to go.
He's good. No, he's definitely good to go. No, she's good to go. Tommy, so that's that was a good.
I don't know. It wasn't really a segment. I'm just annoyed everyone should vote. I don't understand why people are shitting. I still don't understand what your issue with Hillary Clinton is.
People don't like her. People have been around these Clintons for a long time. You don't know why black people wouldn't vote for her because all these black people got locked up.
Clinton years. What was wrong with the Clinton?
All the black
years?
People getting locked up in the
everyone
90s. That was good.
Bill right. Cosby was still a
the
good
Rockefeller
guy.
Laws. That was great.
What about the fact that she won't release her speeches? I mean, what the fuck is she saying to the banks that is giving them such feeling of confidence to vote in her?
She won't vote.
She won't release the transcript of the speeches that she was paid.
She actually, it's not the transcript. It's that she passes out a donation thing. And they have to put
here's the difference. This actually, basket. What you just said gets at the fundamental issue I see with the coverage of both of them.
Okay.
This is an issue. Oh, she's obviously lying. It's something huge that she's keeping from us. Donald Trump says to the New York Times editorial board, I'm completely lying. And everyone's just like, oh, Donald. Like, no one gives a fuck. That's why he's going
to
win.
This is why we think. If you owe up to it.
But I'm not even saying
lie,
Trump is
doesn't.
A better option.
No, he doesn't. If you lie, you own up to something, and then you change the behavior. But he's just this crazy person.
That's what people think.
So why are we more confident with that? She's like a shitty politician. Someone said she's a good politician. There's an article in the New York Times today about how she's a bad politician. She's not a natural. She's a striver.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it's a New York Magazine. I don't remember. But how she's a striver, and we don't like strivers.
Not
like naturals.
You don't want to see it.
Ultimately.
No. You don't want to see the work. You don't want to see you fucking, it looks like you're hungry. You're thirsty for it.
Her social anxiety. Anxiety lives on her face.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's brutal.
And then like, smile. I'm like, have you seen her smile? You don't want her to fucking smile.
No,
so much
because
pain
it,
in
it
her
looks
eyes.
Like somebody who's constantly on brownies. Like they don't know how
so
big to
funny.
Smile.
I think she's so funny. Listen to her like talk to Charlemagne and she's very charming.
She can be.
The media, every time they say Hillary Clinton talks about how much people don't like her, but it's now just coming from the media saying that. So now it's this loop where the media reports that she sucks, then people are like, well, Hillary must suck, and then they pick up on that and run it again. It's not
going to be easy.
But I don't know that many people who really hate Hillary. I don't.
Oh, I do.
Donald Trump led a racist shit against Obama.
I don't hate her, but I know people who hate her. I definitely know people who hate her.
Yeah. Well, also she has the trap that being a woman thing is—it's a trap. But in the same way that George Bush being an idiot was, like, where it's like you're like, oh, well, I'd have a beer with him, and where that worked for him.
Yeah.
With her, I remember talking to a guy about the election, and he was like, "I can't vote for Hillary. She reminds me of my aunt." I'm like,
that's
what?
A dumb fucking thing to say.
She just reminds me of a woman I know, and I can't do it.
Like, that's a fucking stupid thing to say.
Okay.
But if she were really likable and charming, couldn't that also work against her? People are like, for I can't take her seriously, this stupid blonde.
You know who was charming? Can say that she Sarah Palin.
Was she really? Yeah, she kind of was.
I thought she was charming.
Yeah, she was.
I think he was trying to say.
She was like Jessica Simpson in Newlyweds. She played up the fucking dumb
such
hot bitch so good.
Before we could see the trauma behind the smile.
I wouldn't mind if he said that Hillary reminds me of my aunt, but he spelled aunt with a C.
My aunt.
Well, I think the transparency issue is for both of them. Like, I think everybody's kind of pissed that neither are being forthcoming, but that's why it's good that every president from now on is going to have a podcast.
So you know, every egg can demons. Be president. Yeah. Every egg can be president.
Mark Maron's running for president in 2012.
I'll vote for him.
Would you?
Yeah,
a Jew.
About time.
Oh, why are you doing it so daddy. Sexual? You want to bang daddy.
Wait, Mark Maron?
Mark Daddy Maron.
Oh, Mark, he's a good looking guy,
you
right?
You really are having a thing.
Huh?
Is that why you wear the shorts?
If he wants to.
That's the college professor
fantasy.
Can
you hear how short my shorts are, Mark Maron?
He is such a college professor. When
Tommy's
he's
looking forward to Daddy 2020.
Daddy.
No, that's what that fucking Milo calls Donald Trump. He's part of the problem, too.
Milo, did you see the speech he was giving at DePaul?
Yeah, but that's bullshit. Now he's going after the Black Lives Matter. Yes, no, they should be on the stage.
Yeah, no, they should. Anybody trying to stop like voices?
He's such a
Nazi.
Stupid fucking faggot. No, because he gets so like
he can say it.
He claims. Well, that's what he calls himself.
He does.
Openly while he's wearing a pearl.
You saw the black girl go on his face.
That was. She should have. It was amazing. I wanted her to hit him.
She was about to.
I know, it was so good. I was ready for it. It would have been worth it.
Can we put this up?
We'll put it up on our website too. That I'm Milo and DePaul.
I want to see him just get. Is he coming on the show?
We trying to. We gonna get him on.
Oh, he's got
to
get on.
We'll get him on. Yeah. We got to give him a safe place because he's got to be safe in here.
He's into black dick. That's his thing.
Who's not?
What does he look like? I picture him looking like Jared Leto in Fight Club. Like just blonde hair, slick back,
kind
beautiful.
Of, actually, you know what? That's not far
he
off.
He wish he
he's
was Jared
as
Leto.
Annoying as Jared Leto. Maybe he's one person who's actually maybe more annoying.
He was, yeah, he was really stirring it up in DePaul. It was great.
Yeah, but then that it all makes part of the circus around Trump more appealing, people like him. I'm, like, offended by him as a gay man because he comes into my country. He's not even fucking from
here.
He's
Greece? Greek?
He's Greek. Like
and
it
to have
Greek
that
descent,
shitty hair.
And to have awful hair.
Yeah.
How
fucking
dare
doughy
you.
Body that has not seen an elliptical machine.
Oh.
And there are punch gyms everywhere.
And to make it worse, he won't go and crash the mouth and talk to us.
No, he won't. What a piece of shit.
One time.
We'll get him in here. We'll get Milo in the building.
If this were the 1930s in Germany, I would slap a pink triangle on him. So
that's because you're a real problem solver.
Internalized homophobia. Sorry.
All right, we got to wrap it. Ah, damn, it's time. It's time to... Andy, what's going on with you? Tell the fans. Tell the listeners.
Fuck. I'm at the Stand all this week.
Boom.
Next week.
Okay, Ben. Stand on 20th look and 3rd in New York City.
Yeah, look at the website.
Yes. What's going on with you, Michael?
I'm on the road a bunch this summer, but yeah, just follow me on Twitter at I am Mike Cannon and listen to our podcast Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. That's also on Stand Up
with
Labs.
Dave, huh?
With yeah, with
how
crazy
come it's the first time
Dave.
You coming on and Dave's been on a couple times?
Because Dave's entertaining.
He's no,
like
he's
a
not.
Fucking,
he Dave, put, this
he's
Dave
an idiot.
Is. No.
What?
This Dave. This one?
Yeah, no, Dave. My
no,
co-host.
Not Dave Smith. Oh. Dave. The other
yeah.
One.
So okay, I'm glad that y'all
he
got
believes
that.
The Earth is
I
flat.
Was so
there's
shocked.
Nothing fun in like a relatively reasonable point of view.
We
your
enjoyed
drawing
it.
That you guys made of Dave, and then you write the Earth is round underneath it is still the best thing I've ever seen.
What's going on with you, Tom?
You can find me at Tommy O'Malley on Twitter
and on Crash
to mouth. I'm sorry,
God.
I'm not.
Can you not fuck this up,
Karen?
For us, Tommy?
I'm sorry, I'm such an embarrassment.
I made sure you got it.
Brand.
And I'm at Karen Margolis, and also I'm co-hosting a show called Hot Date at Lucky Jack's. Sunday at 8 p.m. If you guys
oh, we're meeting. There. We coming.
Yay. You guys, wait. Follow me on things too at Annie Letterman. No T's, 1D. Thank you.
Yes, and don't forget July 6th, Black and White, Annie, new show, my show. That's right. And 11 o'clock after Wahlburgers. I hope I meet Donnie. Race Horse. Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.